Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. Winter on the Gunflint backed off since our last radio gathering. Spring nudged its way in with a preview, although it has not been a serious showing as yet. The vernal spirit turned up the thermostat along the Mile of Pine last Saturday. With mercury tinkering around the freezing point for the first time in countless weeks, conditions took on an almost balmy feel for border country. I noted three takeaways with the warm-up. First, this neighborhood hasn't had a below-zero morning in several days. Second, the loosening cold grip found huge chunks of snow falling from tree branches after having been attached in most places since November. And thirdly, a joint effort between the powerful March sun and the County Highway Department has the trail free of packed snow and ice. Although roadsides remain stacked high with snow, it's nice to see bare blacktop for a change. Further, we drivers can loosen our white-knuckle navigation grip on the once slippery surface. However, diligence is still to be maintained as those annual roller coaster dips are magnifying by the day, lurking to test both driver and vehicle resiliency. Meanwhile, backcountry roads have given up little of their white majesty. The warm-up stalled briefly with the onset of daylight savings time madness. After week-long cries of more big snow drama for the northern plains, another forecast flop saw nothing more than a nuisance of white accumulation and gusty winds along the international border. Now the territory is warming again. Before we meet again, the vernal equinox will make spring official, and coupled with the crust on the snow full moon on the same day, I predict there'll be 100% chance the universe will get a double dose of heavenly happenings next Wednesday. How's that for an atmospheric forecast? Nevertheless, it's anyone's guess as to what winter-spring will be like for the next 6 weeks. If one has lived up this way for very long, caution is always taken in regard to never getting too excited about breaking out warm weather wear or putting snow removal equipment into storage much before May. One thing guaranteed, mud season will come in all its yuckiest sooner or later. While inside observing the wimpy attempt at snow last Sunday, a flight of blue jays gathered in the trees near our lakeside deck. They were obsessed with an ear of corn I had put out. There were at least half a dozen of the blue bullies. As I expected, they are never too bashful about gluttonous behavior around the food trough. But as I watched, it became obvious a pecking order exists, no pun intended, as to who gets to go first. The blues were perched in adjacent branches, apparently willing to take turns, selecting a few kernels, then departing only to come back later, getting in line. All this went unusually orderly, that is, until one swooped in from out of nowhere and dispatched its cousin from the cob setting. There were several repetitions of this bullish activity while others remained anxiously awaiting their opportunity. Knowing there is no honor amongst thieves, this crass display seemed the ultimate in bullying, especially as it's likely related to family members, also of ruffian character. To end the colonel plundering, a resident squirrel came on the scene and must have chattered, "Enough is enough." Then it cleaned off the last of the gold nuggets. End of story. Later the same day, one of several neighborhood Pine Martins came by for a snack. It so happened I was out in the snow grilling at the time. Piney became quite curious about what I was doing and ventured near the grilling operation when I stepped indoors. As I went in and out of the house several times, the little furball became ever braver in getting close enough to get a good look and whiff of the yummy goings-on. At one point, I tossed the little guy or gal a slice of fried potato, which was found to be a tasty treat. Concluding my cooking exercise, the hot, greasy potato skillet was set off the heat to cool. As we ended dinner, Piney returned to explore the now cooled fry pan. Finding the fatty remains to its liking, the marten spent several minutes enjoying this licking good treat, actually wading in with both front paws. What an amusing observation. Fortunately, we caught a digital of the greasy feast. See it posted on WTIP.org under the drop-down Community Voices Wildersmith column. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great, a gift beyond beautiful.